Hello, and welcome to the Fireborn Inspirations Life Devotional Series, hosted by the Reverend Jane Babbage, as she shares her perspective and wisdom on an array of life-changing experiences which are designed to inspire your heart while often making you laugh, think, and or chuckle. Now here's your host, the Reverend Jane Babbage.
Greetings, and welcome to today's episode of Walking with an Apostle, my devotional series, a storytelling of my life experiences with God, His Word, and His servant. In life and in ministry, I have been commonly known as the one that comes alongside, the second in command. I've never really held the top position or the one that's truly in command, and that's in ministry and in business. And I have truly enjoyed those supportive roles. And I think you know what I mean. You've seen people in business and in ministry that there's always somebody with them. They're not the main speaker. They're not the one that's making the major decisions, but they see that same person with that decision maker or that main speaker. That's been my role through my entire life. And I've truly been blessed to do that. But I need to make sure you understand that things can happen so subtly in us. The enemy of your soul is very patient. Seeds will begin to be planted by just little things somebody says or little things somebody does, and they don't really bother you, but they have planted seeds in you because you have not dealt with something that you didn't even know was that big of an issue to you. This happened to me in being what God calls a histami. A histami is a helpmeet, somebody that comes alongside. I really didn't give a whole lot of thought to the fact that I was never the main person until one day the enemy so positioned the circumstances, and I was in a ministry setting, and somebody said to another person, "Who is that woman?" Speaking of me. And they said, "Oh, she's just somebody that helps." So that person came alongside me and started talking to me and said, "Well, what do you do?" And I said, "Well, I'm an armor bearer and I'm somebody that helps and is there for the apostle when they need help." And I said, I've done this for several people in my life. And the person looks at me and kind of gives me a smile and says, "Well, I guess it's always being the bridesmaid and never being the bride." And I'm here to tell you that piercing went into me, and I didn't even realize how much it had dug itself in. But it wasn't just that. It was the accumulation of things over time that made me kind of feel like, well, I'm the person comes alongside because I'm just not good enough to be the main person. Now, I never said that to myself, but that's what the enemy built up in my soul without me even realizing it, because when somebody would say something or do something, I did not deal with it. I carried that hurt for a good while and never said anything about it. And then one day, Apostle was teaching about being a histami. Wasn't really referring to me. She was teaching it about anybody that is a histami in God. And the histami I thought she was talking about was only about in marriage, because that's where it actually originated, was a wife being given to a husband. But in the revelatory, she defined what a histami was. It is one that comes alongside, already filled with the all that of God's likeness, which no one can change, but will be used to complete God's purpose. She said, when you are called of God to be a histami for one of His people, it's because you already come equipped with whatever is needed that the other person is lacking to accomplish God's purpose. People, I'm here to tell you, I sat there going, really? I came already equipped alongside a 2-star general in business. I came already equipped alongside a president in business. I came already equipped alongside an apostle in ministry. I sat there going, really, God? Really? Now, at that moment, God was ministering to me and showing me. It was like a flashback into all the things that I had accomplished in my life by being the histami to those that he had called for a purpose. She went on to describe, God's histami is one that's already tested and have overcome. Therefore, although they may appear as somewhat battered, they have endured and proven to be highly resilient in his sight. I sat there and I was so overwhelmed with the fact that all of this time I had done this. I had been this to several powerful people in business and mighty people in God, and I never stopped to think, why did he pick me? I just, in my soul, in my emotions, was like, I'm just glad to be here. But see, when you don't know, and this is why being a histami, you need to understand, when you don't know why you're there, you leave yourself open for the enemy to fill in that description, to fill in that understanding. Don't feel that it's wrong to really say to God, well, why do you have me with this person? What am I doing here? Don't just be glad you're there, because that's good. You're glad you're there. But you need to understand, because if we don't, then we leave ourselves vulnerable for man and the enemy to fill those blanks. And when they fill them, they're going to leave hurts and wounds in you that you will later have to deal with, like with me. So as I sat there that day, I began to really just be so blessed and so overwhelmed with the fact that God chose me and trusted me and blessed me to be with whomever he had put me to be with, because I had what was needed to accomplish his people, what he needed to do. Now, here are three principles about being a histami that I learned from the apostle that day. A couple of them you have to really mull around in you. One, it is not about you. It is about God. I'm going to say that again. It is not about you. It is about God. That was a hard one for me because I have an ego. I like to feel important. But God told me that day, it isn't about you. It's about me and my purpose. Hebrews 6, 11 and 12 says, and we desire that each one of you show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you will not be sluggish, but you will be faithful to all that he has promised. So number one is, it's not about you, it's about God. Number two, don't make it more than it was meant to be. Stay in your lane. And this is very difficult. This was probably the hardest thing for me to learn. What are you called to do? And this is why you need God to fill that blank in. If you're called to be an armor bearer, you are not called to be that person's best friend. If you are called to be a second in command in business, you are not that person's dear Abby or that one that wants, that's meant to listen to their marriage problems or to their children's problems. You are called to do a purpose in that person's life. And you need to stay in the place that you're meant to be, because you will not be fruitful if you begin to widen that lane. And also, if you don't stay in the place that the histami is meant to be called and walk in, you will again find yourself vulnerable to what the enemy wants to do to sidetrack you. Here's an example. I was in a business and I was somebody that was in charge of a lot of things, and I directly reported to his 2-star general. Now, his wife, dear woman, was turning a special number for her birthday. And he was not gifted at all in doing any kind of celebrations. He was a general. He was about taking the mountain and solving the problem and being the answer grape. So when I heard that she was turning a certain birthday number, I said to him, well, what are you going to do for your wife's birthday? Now, right here, listen to me. I stepped way out of my lane. Hear me? I was not called to get involved in what he was doing with his wife's birthday. Now, I had worked for this gentleman for almost 10 years. He was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I said, Would you like me to help? Now, what moved me to do that is, if I was his wife, I would want to be celebrated. I put up with a lot. But that was not what I was called to do. So I got involved, and I, with the help of his daughter and his son, we put on this great shebang for his wife. He let us do whatever we want to do, gave us money to do whatever we want to do, and friends, I had a blast. I enjoyed it because I love to throw a good event. I enjoyed it. I thought I was doing a wonderful thing. The day of the surprise, family, friends were gathered, and it was beautifully decorated, and in comes my boss and his wife to surprise her. We surprised her all right. She wasn't happy. She didn't want a celebration. She wanted a vacation alone with him because she never got alone time with him because he was a 2-star general. So we're all excited and looking at her, and she's looking around like, what are you doing? And she looked right at him and said, why did you do this? Why didn't you just ask me what I wanted? Friends, talk about being out of your lane. I stood there going, oh my gosh, what did I do? That's not what I was called to do as somebody that came alongside him in business. I learned a valuable lesson that day, but I didn't understand the lesson until I heard the teaching from Apostle when she said, don't make it more than it was meant to be. Stay in your lane. Proverbs 3:27 says, do not withhold any good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to do it. I had no power to make a surprise party for his wife. So therefore, it was not a good thing. Now she came around. She realized there was a lot of people standing around. She put a smile on, but you could tell. And she walked over to me and said, I hear you're the one that put this all together. At that point, I wanted to deny my role, but I didn't. I said, yes. I said, I did. She said, thank you for your thought. But next time, tell my husband to ask me. She hugged me and walked away. And I'm telling you, I felt about 3 inches tall. So number one, it is not about you. It is about God. Number two, don't make it more than it's to be. What are you a histamai to do? Stay in your lane. And number three, you will not be the only one he sends to help. That is a powerful lesson to learn. I don't like to share. I'm not a sharer. If I'm called to fold the laundry, leave my towels alone. I'm just not one that likes you butting in. And that makes me a good leader to do what I'm called to do, but I don't want people just coming in and messing in my stuff. But see, that's not what a histamai is, because what is my role there? I may need to do as in Nehemiah, work next to, shoulder to shoulder with somebody moving in the same direction as me. I need to be okay with that. I struggle. That's not something I do well. I put these vibes out intentionally. When I'm doing something that I take to heart, I'm doing it. Like, don't mess with my stuff. Well, that's not God. That's my ego and my soul going, I'm good, you're not, let me do it. But that's not what a histamai does. Exodus 17:12 says, when Moses' arms grew tired, Aaron and Hur brought a stone for him to sit on, while they stood beside him and held up his arms in the way Joshua totally defeated the Amalekites. Now, I'm here to tell you that as a histamai, could I have stood behind him and held both those arms up? Yeah, I could have. But I would have got a lot more tired quicker rather than me doing my part and the other doing theirs. You're not in it alone. There will be people helping the person you're called to be with. Being a histamai for over 3 decades has enabled me to see myself as God does. And I pray for those of you that are in a role today or will be in a role in the future, that where God picks you because you already have what is needed to complete purpose, I pray that you will take these 3 points to heart. Prepare your heart even now because you will be called to work with somebody. It's so important. It has saved me so much heartache and grief, and it has saved the ones I've been called next to heartache and grief, because I need to remember, one, it's not about me, it's about God. Two, don't make it more than it's meant to be. Stay in your lane. And three, you will not be the only one. There will be others. Until next time, remember, we craft our life and legacy daily. Do it as it becometh you.
Did you enjoy that? Well, we thought you would. We also invite you to check out more resources from Jane Babbage by logging onto the website at www.fireborninspirations.com or follow us at Fireborn Inspirations on Instagram and Facebook. Until next time, we say thanks again for listening and encourage you to continue to craft your life and legacy daily as it becometh you. This program is produced by Creative Impact, LLC, with all rights reserved.